نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Most respected elders, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, inna fi zalika la ayatin li qawmin ya'aqilun, inna fi zalika la ayatin li qawmin yatafakkaroon. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about His power, His qudrat, His greatness, His majesty, with the various creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And after speaking about the different creations and the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us that in these creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are signs for those people who think. In the creation of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are signs for those people who ponder and who reflect. When a person ponders and reflection upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the power, the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then becomes manifest to the human being. One outstanding attribute of a human being is aqal, intelligence. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us brains to think. Brains so that we could ponder and we could reflect. And it is because of this aqal and this intelligence that we have superiority over all the creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even over the malaika and the angels. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, go to the malaika and ask them the name of various things. Ambi'uni bi asma'i ha'ula'i in kuntu sadiqin. Give them the names of various things, various creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The malaika didn't know that. But wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught and educated Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on the various things. The names of things, the reality of things, the speciality of things, the attributes of things. And because of this knowledge, the aqal, the intelligence that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, this became a means of superiority over all the other creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and even over the malaika. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created intelligence, aqal. Just intelligence, aqal itself. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told that aqal, told that intelligence, aqbil, confront. Aqal, intelligence responded to the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and came front. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told aqal, adbir, go back. So intelligence moved back and cooperated. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, ma khalaqtu shay'an wa ahsanu minka wa la afsalu minka. Or kama qal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that I haven't created anything more greater, more virtuous and more better than you. That is aqal, intelligence. And it is the same aqal, intelligence that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put in a human being. And it is through this aqal and intelligence that when we apply our mind, we ponder upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we are able to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are able to recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala poses four different questions to us on four basic fundamental issues of life. Afara'aytum ma tumnun. Husband and wife, they copulate with one another and liquid comes out, which is impure, makes a person impure. Ghusl janabat becomes compulsory and wajib upon the person. It is just liquid that comes out. But then after that, when it goes into the womb of the woman, fertilizes, and then you see the power and the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala where a human being comes out. Water, that's absolutely impure. But then you see a human being with two powerful dynamic eyes, two powerful dynamic ears, a mouth that the human being can talk. Over a period of time when the strength and energy comes in the body,
than a person able to walk and do everything in life. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Don't you see when you ejaculate, أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create the child that came out from the womb of the mother, or did we create it? Who did it? And whose power is that? This is a manifestation of the power and the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah poses another question. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. We open the water, we just drink water, water comes out. But did we ever sit back, ponder and reflect upon the reality and the haqiqat of that water? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did you send the water from the skies, or did we send the water from the skies? From the clouds. Again, it is the power and the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What would life be without water? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. أَنْتُمْ مَنْ شَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. That did you see that fire, that wood that you put together and you kindle that fire, the fire that came from the wood, who created that wood that created the fire? We have done it. So everything, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asks us these various questions, so that we could ponder and reflect upon the creation of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Somebody asked Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, how did you recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And how did you know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the power and the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi mentions, I recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala just through a slingerberry leaf. Tree that had a leaf, with a slingerberry leaf, I recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We look at leaves, we look at trees, but what lesson do we take from that? But look at the awliya, look at the pious people, people that are close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they look at the various creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they ponder and reflect, and through that, they recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi mentions, I recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through a slingerberry leaf. So when they asked him to explain, he said, that you look at a worm. A worm, it eats that leaf, and through that, silk is produced. But that same leaf, a gazelle eats it, and it produces musk. Goat and sheep eat it, produces dung. And depending on the quality of the leaf, if for perchance a bee have to sit there, it'll produce honey. Now one leaf and four different productions. So who was the one that brought about the change in all these things? None other than Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So therefore, we are urged. We want to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tafakkur. Pondering. Applying our mind on the various creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and greatly encouraged. So this week I was going through some of my books, and I came across some sayings of our pious elders about pondering and reflecting upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and I want to share that with you. It is in Urdu. I'll read the Urdu, and thereafter I will briefly explain and translate it. Hazrat Sheikh Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi farmate hai ke ghar se nikal kar jis jis cheez par meri nazar padti hai, main dekhta hoon ke isme khuda taala ki ek ne'mat mujh par maujood hai aur mere liye wo baise ibrat hai. He says, Sheikh Sulaiman Darani says, when I come out from the house and I see the various ni'mat and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then I think to myself that in that creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is also ni'mat for me, and there's something for me to ponder and reflect in that. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi ka qawl hai ke ek sa'at ghor wa fikr karna raat bhar ke qiyam karne se afzal hai. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that to ponder and reflect, just ponder and reflect for a little while, is better than engaging in ibadah the entire night. Just ponder and reflect. And how close you get good to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah gave us a tool for that. He gave us the intelligence. Just ponder and reflect upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. See how quickly you propel to the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Fuzail rahmatullah alayhi farmate hai, ke Hazrat Hasan rahmatullah alayhi ka qawl hai, غور و فکر اور مراقبہ ایک ایسا آئینہ ہے جو تیرے سامنے تیری برائیاں بھلائیاں پیش کر دے گا. Pondering and reflection It is a mirror through which good and bad, even of your own self, could reflect. But just that, we need to honestly and sincerely apply our mind and ponder and reflect. Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna farmate hai, ghaur wa fikr ek noor hai, jo tere dil par apna parto dalega. Aur basa auqat ye sher parte hai, izal mar'u kanat lahu fikra, fa fi kulli shayin lahu ibra. Sufyan ibn Uyayna says that pondering, the act of pondering itself, it's a noor, it's a light, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put in the heart, and then it reflects into the heart. And sometimes you should say this poem, when a person ponders, then in everything that he ponders, the outcome of that, there'll be some kind of advice and lesson for him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam farmate hai, khush naseeb hai woh shakhs, jiska bolna zikrullah aur nasihat ho. اور اس کا چھپ رہنا غور و فکر ہو اور اس کا دیکھنا عبرت اور تنبیہ ہو. عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام says, how fortunate is that person, when he talks, he makes the zikr of Allah. And when he keeps quiet, he's keeping quiet, he's not just keeping quiet, but he's pondering and reflecting upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when he sees, then he sees to take a lesson from things. حضرت عمر ابن عبدالعزیز کا ارشاد ہے کہ اللہ عز و جل کے ذکر میں زبان کا چلانا بہت اچھا ہے اور خدا کی نعمتوں میں غور و فکر کرنا افضل عبادت ہے. عمر ابن عبدالعزیز says that to make the ذکر of Allah تبارک و تعالی is very good, but to ponder and to reflect upon the ni'mats of Allah تبارک و تعالی is the greatest act of عبادت. All these statements are same coming from our pious elders. And حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر خندرات پر جاتے اور کسی ٹوٹے پھوٹے دروازے پر کھڑے رہ کر نہایت حسرت و افسوس کے ساتھ آواز نکلتے اور فرماتے, اے اجرے ہوئے گھر, تمہارے رہنے والے کہاں ہیں؟ پھر خود فرماتے, سب زمین میں چلے گئے, سب فنا کا کام پی چکے, صرف ذات خدا کو ہمیشگی بقا ہے. عبداللہ ابن عمر used to say, sometimes you should go to the ruins, certain place that people, that things were dumped, broken. He used to open, he used to hold one old door, and he used to say with lots of regret, addressing the house, that, oh house, where are the inmates of yourself? You were once such a palatial home, so many comforts and luxuries in there, so where are the inmates of your home? And then he himself used to come to the answer, that all of them are gone in the qabr. All of them are gone in the qabr, and the only being to remain is Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Bishr ibn Haris Hafi ka farman hai, ke agar log khuda ki azmat ka khayal karte, to hargiz unse nafarmaniya na hoti. If only people ponder and reflect upon the greatness and the azmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they will never ever disobey Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This one kitab, the tafsir kitab, Hadaiq Zat Bahja. They make reference to it in some books, and they say that it was 1,000 volumes. And 5,000 volumes alone was a tafsir of Bismillah. 25,000 volumes was a tafsir of Surah Fatiha. So imagine the amount of information in that. So with the reference of that kitab, there's an incident of one person at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He traveled all the way from Sham, from Syria. He was almost 80 years, 75 to 80 years old. All the way traveled from Syria in those days. Such a long journey. By the time he came to Madinah through Munawwara, so Umar radiallahu ta'ala saw his face totally sunburnt. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him, at this age, so old, you're traveling from so far and wide, why did you do that? So that old man said, that I've come all the way from Sham to here, just to learn At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. That At-tahiyyat which we perform in our salat. And not that this old man didn't know it. This old man knew it. But did that At-tahiyyat is narrated from 22 different sahaba. And the most famous, as the 40 durood will be recited, you'll see the different versions of At-tahiyyat. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. At-tahiyyatu zakiyatu lillah. The different version of At-tahiyyat. And somebody may wonder that why the different version of this At-tahiyyat? So this different version of At-tahiyyat
one is narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one is narrated from Hazrat Aisha, one is narrated from Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah, and one is narrated from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And these are famous, but it's narrated all in all from 22 different Sahaba. So there are almost 22 different versions of that At-Tahiyyat. So this old man told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I have come all the way from Sham, I have come here to learn the how the people of Medina, they recite the At-Tahiyyat. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard this, so much of effort and sacrifice. Not that this man didn't know the At-Tahiyyat, he even knew it. And he was aware that there are different versions of the At-Tahiyyat. But he came directly to hear from the people of Medina how they recite the At-Tahiyyat. They mentioned that Umar radiallahu ta'ala cried so much that his entire beard got filled up. That look at the zeal and enthusiasm. This person had the azmat and the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's heart. That is why he have undertaken that kind of suffer to come and study. Hazrat Amir ibn Qais farmate hai, maine bahut se sahaba se suna, iman ki roshni ghor aur fikr aur muraqaba hai. Amir ibn Qais says, I heard from many sahaba that the noor, the light of iman is to ponder, to think and to reflect. So from all these things we understand how important it is for us to ponder, reflect upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In some things of our akabiri we understand, where a person keep on enjoying the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but they don't ponder and reflect upon the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his heart then becomes hardened. They keep on enjoying it, he takes it for granted. Whereas the very ni'mat that we are enjoying, ponder and reflect upon it, then through that we get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ponder, reflect upon it. And that is why Allah says that repeated in the Quran after speaking about so many ni'mats, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That in this creation of Allah, there is signs for people of intelligence. In that creation of the sign of Allah, there is a sign for those that ponder and reflect. Allah grant all of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.